Hello friends, welcome to another episode of the Slugcast, brought to you by the DSAS. For today's podcast, I had the intention of wanting to bring our collective attention back to things that we all have in common. And the main thing that came to mind when I think of things that we all share as members of the UCSC community and the Santa Cruz community is our ability to use the forest as our helper, and as our healer. And we all can have our personal relationships with the forest, and it can be a support through our studies, through our work, through our good times and bad times. The forest is just something that I think is inseparable from living here, and something that is a real blessing to have at our disposal. So on that note of gratitude for the forest, I made this audio art piece, I would say, that is just in dedication to the forest. So I really hope you enjoy this, and I hope that you can close your eyes and imagine the story unfolding that I'm about to bring to you, and I hope it means something to you on a personal level. And if not, just enjoy it for what it is, I guess. So here it is. This is called An Ode to Our Forest. The trees we pass extend an unheard welcome. They call to us as we make our hasty way to the lecture hall. Our infinite to-do list beckons us to grind on, and so we stay distracted. All the while, the red giants sing their unheard song. They long to be heard, and they feel our proximity. Two 200 students crowd the McHenry. Elevators open, pens click, and minds spin, insulated by concrete, glass, and distraction. But a true slug does not stay distracted for long. Eventually, the midterms end, and minds that for weeks buzzed with stimulation slow down to a slither. But even then, a residual angst lingers inside. The slug needs a reservoir to release old slime. A brave slug will wander into the forest, into a vulnerable place where hidden pain has no protector. Cold, damp air stings like tough love. The forest permeates through every boundary. The slug's defenses weaken, and energy diffuses into a great absorbent. Hours pass, and the red giant's song begins to resonate. A little more. A little more. A little more. What was numb before fills with love. I As slugs, we rely on the forest to cleanse. The forest brings healing to our lives and gives life to our community. That is unfortunately where the podcast ends today. Thank you for listening. My name is Ben. This has been the Slugcast.